RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lost that voice on this day. There was just, it's just one of those that when I hear this song, it takes me back to those years in school, and you remember where you were when you, at least for me.
Well, yeah, this came with the movie,
you know,
which I still never saw.
Really, either one?
Never saw Superfly.
You never saw it?
I saw Shaft, but I never saw Superfly.
Okay. Curtis, Reggie White, Gerald Ford.
Okay.
Phil Negro.
Hey.
All on this day. Desmond Tutu.
Hey.
So, there you go. We are going to turn things over to John Fricke coming up top of the hour. It has been Sam and Greg and Noel all morning long in for the morning shift. Thank you for letting us be a part of your morning. So, we got a couple things we want to clean up here, sports related. One is it is being permeated all throughout the world of sports that Michigan now has its focus on the head coach of Utah, Kyle Whittingham, is in the discussions for the job at Michigan. You guys, your thoughts on that? Him landing there and you know, his background. You know, I think they're past going for that Michigan man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, but they kind of took too long to have their choice and go for the Michigan man. Like, now you're going to have to try to find the best person available to move this program forward. And that's probably a good candidate.
Yeah.
Like him?
I mean, they're in a spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. You're
in a big-time spot right now when you talk about the way things move with transfer portal and that type thing. You got to come in and recruit. You got to come in and see who from that staff you're going to keep on. And that's a big thing to come in and have to do in a situation like that where, you know, whoever comes in, they're going to be expectations. People are going to sit there with their arms folded looking to see what happens. And then especially the way this whole situation evolved at Michigan, people are going to be paying extra close attention to who comes in there and what they're able to do.
But the thing is, the expectations are different than what your boy in Alabama went through, who was touted for this job.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be the dude who follows the dude.
Yeah, but you don't want a dude that follows have to clean up with a big old mop and broom to come in and clean up the mess.
There's no way.
This guy got to come in and clean up
the
mess.
See, that's the thing. He don't have to.
Yeah, he does. Because
he doesn't. No, he's got to focus on the team. The mess is somebody else's to deal with. And by the way, that AD is getting a lot of you-know-what. He gets some arrows thrown at him.
I'm just saying, he's got a lot of stuff to clean up.
Yeah, the school in itself has to clean that stuff up, not the next coach. The next coach just got to do his job and make you try to forget about that other coach. But cleaning up, there's no way to clean up what happened. There's just not. If you want to talk about what Harbaugh started with NCAA and all that, that's a different episode of Oprah. And we can possibly get into that and how you go about finding out information and what really got him in trouble there. But the other thing that happened with the last coach, that's an outlier. This new coach don't have to deal with
folks,
that.
Ask the folks at Penn State.
I can ask the folks that went follow Michigan,
right?
Because I hear that on a daily basis.
But I'm just saying, I'm talking about Penn State. You had to come in and clean up. That's something that
and how long did it take? They went through three coaches.
You know, I'm just saying
before they got stable. That coach had to just follow. I mean, had to just get those guys right back on team. But anyway, Kyle Whittingham, he is the one who is in discussions now. He's the front runner, I guess, and the leader in the clubhouse, as they say, right now for that Michigan job. We will see what happens. One of the other things that we haven't talked about, you mentioned a comment that came out of Charles Barkley.
Just about Christmas Day and the NFL. Just the NFL's being greedy. And it's true. They are.
Yeah. Because they can.
And I felt it, too, because I was like, man, you got three games on here. And then the NBA gave us like three or four games. It's like, how much Christmas are we going to get in between the sports?
Well, that's not a problem, is it?
Well, it's on in the background, whatever you're doing.
I mean, it is, and you're trying to travel around or whatever, but if you're actually trying to, like, sit down and watch these games, like, it's a little more.
How much of it do you actually sit down and watch? Before we get put a pin in that, let's see what Barkley had to say.
The NFL got greedy and started adding Christmas game. We used to have this day to ourselves, but, you know, Roger Goodell, them pigs at the NFL always want to hog every day of the week now.
They can't play a career.
The NBA.
Hey, dude, we are on ESPN.
I saw those guys yesterday on ESPN talk about it, and they're right. Christmas is an NBA day.
It was.
Right, it was. Yeah, that day's over with.
This is life in the business. You know, it's the business world around here.
And I don't mind having a game or two on, like a football game or maybe a marquee time slot. But three felt like a lot.
Yeah, three
yesterday.
Is a lot.
Three felt
you
like
gotta
over.
Want it. Three is a lot. They put on two extras because they already had Thursday night in place, right? So they took over Netflix and they had two games on Netflix. Now, I get what you're saying.
Which I had to find. I was like, where's the game?
I know, you're right.
That's
the other part.
Yeah.
If you're going to play and you're going to make folks pay, that's the other thing. That is the greed. That is the greed.
The NFL is king. That's first and foremost. And if the NFL wants Christmas Day, guess what? They got Christmas Day.
I mean, they took it.
They took it. They straight up deboed
Christmas Day from NBA.
But did they take it from people who are not going to pay? They ain't took nothing from folk who ain't going to pay.
But the problem everybody is most of pay. Us already
but
have Netflix.
Netflix. Yeah. And Netflix already gave them their money. So they don't care who has a problem finding it. Netflix said, here, take this and have our pipe your games in our channel.
To me, the other thing about this is, too, and I want to touch on something Noel just said about three felt like a lot. I feel like three only felt like a lot this year because, unfortunately, the way it played out for the NFL – there were three games that really didn't mean a whole lot. Watching the Cowboys and the Commanders were already done. They were eliminated. Detroit was still playing for something, but that ended up being not very good game. And Denver and Kansas City, Denver already clinched, and Kansas City, they were on their third-string quarterback. So I think that's why I felt like a lot.
But those games were in place when those teams were supposed to be infinitely better than they are now.
Right.
Well, that's what Dylan was saying.
They tried to tee it up. That was supposed to be. And what's the difference, by the way, than three games yesterday than three games on Thanksgiving Day?
Nothing.
Well, we didn't used to do that either. That's also part of the greed. We weren't doing that either.
That's been around for a while. I get that they kicked NBA to the curb, but the difference, I think, is that most people do Christmas on Christmas Day. See, I sat around with Jesse watching games because we did Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So there's those folks. Now, I realize that's not the majority. But it's
for most.
I mean, most people do Christmas in the early, early morning.
Yeah,
it's mostly when you're trying to have dinner and people when you're trying to travel around and meet other people. I just don't feel like it's as many eyeballs on the TV as like maybe it would be on a Thanksgiving Day. But like I said, we used to only do like the one or two games on Thanksgiving too, and then that kind of also jumped the shark for more money.
Which brings us to something else. There have been 13, 14 bowl games played so far.
Yeah.
How many of them have you watched from start to finish?
None.
Because here's the thing. Just like those NFL games were so much, every time a commercial spot comes up, there are no black holes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every commercial spot is sold. Okay, what I mean? And so that's what's happening with these bowl games, too. Every commercial spot that comes up, and you figure it doesn't mean anything. Players are canceling out, don't want to play in the bowl games. At the end of that Hawaii-California game, that was a bench-clearing brawl. Yeah. Somebody, something meant something to somebody. These guys have been in town visiting children's hospitals and going to banquets and posing for things together, and they were out there beating the you-know-what out of each other.
Yeah, man.
So I'm just saying, you know, it's content. All of it is.
We know that.
But even the NFL, too. And because yesterday at the time, they weren't great games, but they're on in the background as people come through the door ready to eat the dinner. They're waiting for the dinner to get done.
I think Sam hit the nail on the head.
No, he's right. No, content. That's
yeah, a lot of this is being reduced down the content.
It's content.
It is. We are not.
If we go to a commercial spot and we see a black slate with nothing in there, then we got a problem.
You just made me realize that I saw commercials on Netflix yesterday.
Right.
Yes, you did.
Like,
you did.
Like Snoop Dogg and then went off the air, and then Martha closed it out, and then the first thing I saw was John Travolta as Santa Claus singing Grease Lightning.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
And asking what you got in your wallet.
That I paid for. That was a lot.
Yeah.
Hmm. But interesting. Saying.
Look how they worked it in, and you didn't feel like you didn't feel like didn't you lost even realize anything. It. And that's just
that's
2025, 2026,
that's what's happening, folks.
And that's okay.
That's
because everybody's going through it, so that's why
line.
I don't have
that's
a problem
the
with
line.
It. Yeah, I got no beef with this because it's not just my house or just Cobb County or just Georgia, wherever. Everybody's got to deal with this, so it's a level playing field.
Yeah.
You can talk about greed. We know it's that. And but
I mean, it's not going to change it. It's just
no,
you know,
it's not
how you feel. So Charles Barkley can feel the way he feels, but
and that's only and the only people that complain about it. And I don't say this, and I'm part of that crew, is because if you're old enough to remember the way it was, you're the only ones that are complaining. Because you're saying, well, the way it used to be.
But you realize what it is, though. You see it for what it is.
You have to.
You know,
not everybody does that, though. They don't want to see it for what it is. They want to complain about what y'all trying to do and how come you're trying to change things up and blah, blah, blah. But
well, there's been NFL on Christmas Day before. One of the longest games ever played was on Christmas Day. That was the Dolphins-Chiefs playoff game.
But that's because the calendar felt like
it
fell that way.
So, I mean, we've had NFL on Christmas Day years and years and years ago.
I have absolutely no problem. Speaking of movies.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've decided to finally do something I have not watch something I have not seen but have wanted to for a while. So I got to episode one of John Wick.
Okay.
I've been wanting to get into the John Wick. They got four of them, right?
I believe so. I know at least three.
Have you watched any of them?
No, it's not my thing. That's my mom's thing. She love a good bang bang shoot 'em up, as she like to call him.
Well, like he's one
bang,
of them dudes.
Bang bang shoot 'em up. I like that.
Great. Keanu Reeves is sleep. He's one of them sleepy, you know, superstars in cinema that you forget about their catalog of work.
Yeah.
And because you think about the Samuel L's and you think about the Harrison Fords and the Tom Hanks. If you want to trade careers with somebody, I take Keanu Reeves's.
Yeah.
When you think about it, from The Matrixes to John Wick and all the other stuff he's done in between, and nobody bothers this dude.
Nope.
He walks through life. Kind of, he's like on that same plane as Woody Harrelson. They can walk through. I bet you that dude could walk into Lennox today and nobody would mess with him. You might think he's on some of that hemp he's always talking about, but still, these two, for whatever reason, have a thing about them. Michael B. Jordan couldn't walk through there.
Yeah, I think it's a personability. People just be like, oh.
It's a connectability.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that's Keanu Reeves.
Could Steve Harvey walk through there and people leave him alone? He told people to leave him alone, so that's why. Hey, how have you enjoyed this? You, Noel, Wednesday and today. You are not producing us.
Yes.
You have been a part of the
You're
show.
You're on this side of the glass.
Integral part of the show. We want you back as quick as possible. But for you, Oh, by the way, did I do this? I wasn't sure if I did. Let me make sure I get this out here. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real
brought
Estate.
Brought to you
go
by.
To, yeah, you need to go. Y'all need to go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home. And do what, Sam?
Start packing.
That's right. So forgive me if I didn't get that right there at 40 when I was supposed to. But your overall thoughts on the last two times that we've been on and you've been part of the show?
I have had a ball being a knight at the round table. I am usually on the other side of the glass and adding my 2 cents. So to be here and to do this the entire 3 hours with you guys and with Jason on Wednesday was amazing. It was the best Christmas gift I could have asked for. Thank you guys, and thank you, Mike Conti.
Look at that. And we welcome you with open arms.
And that included Dylan. Thank you, Dylan.
And hey, you already know, Noel. Anytime.
Yeah. You're now part of the Algonquin Roundtable.
Yay!
You know about that? Well, we didn't have time. We'll talk about that on Sunday. What you got going on for today, man? Are you going to, like, recharge your batteries?
Recharge the batteries a little bit and back in with CBS Atlanta this evening. I'll probably be live down at the Hawks at 6 o'clock, see if we can get them broken out of this tailspin, get them back on track.
All right. Well, I'm going to put together the casting call. I got a couple of things I got to do. I got to clean up around the house. I got 2 dogs there.
Whoa.
Yeah, Jesse's got a cousin because mama left town, so I'm dog sitting and all that. So
yeah,
we're going to enjoy some games today. Dylan, thank you. Give us your show again, and we're going to get in touch with you.
Hometown Take, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Yep. There you go. And be sure to thank them dudes who make the donuts. You left them out as far as them people who you thank in the morning.
I got them.
John Fricky's up next. Thank you for letting us be a part of your holiday mornings. And everybody on the morning shift, it is Sam and Greg. We'll be back Sunday morning. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.